Through Wellness Radio with Dr. Jeanette Gallagher as your host. Her show discusses topics of health, wellness, and spirituality and is about discovering your place in this great universe from your cells to the cosmos. Along with her guest, in casual conversation, she strives to ask the difficult questions that may be holding you back from a vibrant life and shares new ideas that may inspire you to make a change in your life that you only can see in your dreams. And now, here is Dr. Jeanette Gallagher.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to the show, Alternative Medicine and Wellness. Thank you so much for joining us today. It's a pleasure to have you with us. We're going to have a great show today, right up my alley, as they always say. We're going to be talking about healing and energy work. We all know what those words mean. If you've been a constant listener of this show, we have over 300 shows on Blog Talk Radio and iTunes, and we've spoken about these from so many different angles. And I think that's so vitally important, because if you're new to a topic and you'll say, I don't know what that means, 2 seconds into it, you're shut down. You say, oh, I heard that before. Maybe I might get 2 or 3 sentences in and you might listen. But then you say, you know what? I heard that before. Someone was talking about it. I'm going to give it a try. And then now you're open. And when you're open and willing to receive, that is when miracles happen. And that's what we're all about here on this radio. It's all about bringing miracles. Miracles to your life, your health, your healing, and just bringing things out in the forefront. And we say, gosh, I never knew that before. Look at how much I've changed. Can you look back on last year and say you're the same person? I don't even remember last year. Gosh, I don't even remember what I had for supper last night, so I'm good to go. And as we always say, you know, I think this is almost the best time of the year. You know, we all say, I'm ready, I'm willing. And as I have designated this year is going to be the year of the opening heart. So please do listen to random shows throughout the year, and you will see how we progress to that concept. What does that mean? It's about being open, letting go of habits, letting go of all of that stuff that you've been carrying around. Try to stand up straight, or hey, in my case, standing up straight is kind of getting tough these days, hanging over a computer. So let's say lay down flat and you're straight. That's a good one. So let's really get to the show today, and our topic is about energy healing. My guest is Dr. Gloria Kay, and her book is Healer's Hand, Healer's Heart. Whoa, right on the topic. And if everybody knows, I used to sometimes talk in the beginning, never know where I'm going. Here we are. We're right into the topic. It's all about how to open your heart and let these things go. Dr. Gloria, thank you so much for joining us today. It's a pleasure to have you with us.
Well, thank you.
So what do you think? How's yours? How is your year going?
My year is splendid, and I am not a clairvoyant, but I have a feeling that this coming year is going to be amazing for many of us.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
I think, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. So what is your take, Dr. Jeanette?
Yeah, people are not willing to accept the status quo anymore. They're not willing to say that is the way it used to be. But as I've said on the past shows, is that I really felt at the end of last year, I brought a kind of sense of parting of the seas, as we call it. Those that were willing to say, I'm up for anything, just let me have it, you know? And
yes.
Others who said, I'm steadfast and I'm stuck in no way, Jose, and this is my rule. So I think we have parting of the seas, and I think this year is going to be even more profound, that parting of the seas. And you and I will be speaking to those on both sides, because the ones that are open and ready and willing can't wait to hear. But then the ones that are closed off and shut will also say, I'm in pain and I'm hurting. How can you help me? And I really think that speaks to your work.
Yes, yes. Well, I chose to address physical pain because it's measurable. You know, you hurt and then you don't hurt. And for so many years, I saw myself as the liaison between the esoteric community and the medical community.
Yeah.
And to deal with emotional matters or spiritual matters, hard to quantify. But to be in pain and then to be out of pain or to be 80% better or 90% better is something that can be quantified. So I chose to go in that direction. So for your listeners who are a little skeptical and are in physical pain, please don't hesitate to contact me. I do remote healings. I'm happy to talk to anyone about any issue.
And, I think that's very important, too, because our physical pain is something, as you said, you can quantify. However, our physical pain could have a root in something else, and you may be moving that something else, and the pain will alleviate. It's sort of like, I say to people, if you're pushing on your head all the time with your finger, okay, and you're starting to get a headache, well, what you're doing is maybe adjusting into the energy of the pain. However, they need to move their finger away too. So in other words, there's things that will ebb and flow, as I usually say. You know, if you move one little piece one way, something will shift another way. So if you're able to work on the energy of the body, you're truly working on the energy of their soul, their spirit, their body, the blood, the bones, everything. And you can't put them in a little fishbowl and say,
no,
I'm working here, I'm working there. You know, just like a cardiologist will say, you know, hey, you've got trouble with your feet, go see the foot doctor. You've got trouble with your eyes, go see the eye doctor. You have trouble with your brain, go see the neurologist. I only do heart. But, gosh, doc, and I say to them all the time, I've said this to cardiologists, doc, what goes through that heart? Blood. What goes through your brain? Blood. What's through your feet? Blood. Duh. Isn't there one person that would take care of my blood issues? And they laugh and they say, no. You know, but you and I are kind of in that sink, I think.
Right. So what I have found, again, I'm continuing to work more with physical pain and distress. So many emotional issues will resolve when people are out of pain. You know, when their original complaints are addressed, when someone is hearing them, because I worked with a lot of chronic and misdiagnosed, undiagnosed situations. So I listen. And the difference between my work and some other healers, I look at the structure in the body. And so whether it's a bunion or what did I work on yesterday? Oh, a digestive complaint. I still look at the structure in the body. And energetically, I make corrections in that structure so that the energy moves more freely through the body and will go to the areas where it's needed.
So let's talk about your work in contrast to maybe a chiropractor. A chiropractor will take you and, quote, adjust you, as all naturopathic physicians, as I am, also do. We can adjust you and we can align the bone. We can alleviate stress on the muscle. We can open up the nerves and the blood flow. But in yours, you're not physically doing an adjustment. However, you're energetically doing an adjustment, yes?
That is correct. And with this system that I've kind of honed, it happens very quickly. So frequently people will come in with a complaint and walk out and that complaint no longer exists. And if that's not the case, then I might have to do a follow-up or two. But there is usually, I mean, I can say I don't like to use never or always, but almost always, there's relief. And it makes so much sense when you think about, you know, the structure being misaligned, the energy quickly aligns the body, and then it releases the ligaments and the muscles that are holding the body in a skewed manner, and then the energy flows and goes where it needs to go. So a different take.
And it is a different take, but I think it's also very vital and important because sometimes people who are in such severe degrees of pain really can't tolerate a physical adjustment. They really can't tolerate acupuncture. They can't tolerate having a lot of tests done and everything. So your kind of work is exactly where a great place to start, because it's something that they're not going to increase their pain or is not going to cause other further distress on their body.
Exactly, exactly. My touch is very light. If you were to touch your eyelid, it would be with the same intensity. So really, really light touch. And then I do remote healings, which means I can be across the room or I can be dealing with someone 3,000 miles away. Yeah. So yesterday I was working with a young woman who had a female complaint, and I also was remotely working on issues on her neck. So I worked on the female complaint hands-on, and then remotely I worked on her neck. So, you know, I can do a combination of things. But whatever it is, the intervention is so subtle. It's so subtle. And that's the way I work.
And I think that's important, too, because, like I said, people just don't want to be jostled around. They've been through the mill. They've been energetically and emotionally tossed around, and they just can't do it anymore. I think probably your best client would be someone who is so spent. You know, they're finished, they're done. They just, this is really just, you know, you're going to do, they're here. So all they know is that found their way to you, and, you know, this is where they need to be.
Well, in the past, my clients used to see from 15 to 20 other practitioners before they would either hear about me or venture to come to me. But the world is changing, and it's changing very rapidly. So right now I'm seeing people who choose me over other interventions. So I'm the first line of defense, rather way down on the totem pole.
Yes, things really have changed. I know with naturopathic medicine, it has changed so drastically in the last 15 years, you know, and it's just, you know, even the word, you know, people didn't know what it was. But it also depends where you live. You're in a very open and welcoming area of the country. I live in New Orleans, and here we are the number one unhealthiest state. Again, and to venture to people that, you know, there may be some options to may increase their health or the wellness or their quality of life, is just not on their plate. So really, that's exactly what we were saying in the beginning of the show about the parting of the seas. There is this parting of the seas and where we live, and being open and willing to be able to accept, you know, which helps.
I'm very curious. What is the major complaint that people have in New Orleans?
I think their major complaint is pain, period. But, however, their number one solution is medications. There is no other option for them.
Oh, my.
And I've written a blog post on this at one time. And I said that just because the television says something is free because you have a certain insurance doesn't mean that it's for you. Just because your insurance sends you an email and says you can now get 90 days free if you order your drugs online is not the option that you should be taking. And just because the doctor gives you a handful of samples and says go get it filled here because you'll be able to get a coupon and it'll be free, doesn't mean it's always the best for you. And, you know, that's where, you know, you have to be a discerning patient, and you have to say, free or not free, I'm not doing that. And so many people just aren't on that path yet.
Yes, but there are choices. And I think that's what people need to be aware of. Yeah.
Is that there are choices, right. So, Dr. Gloria, can you share, how did you even get started in this? Because we all have stories how we've all gotten started, and we'd love to hear yours.
Sure. I was 16 and sitting with a friend who was very troubled, And in retrospect, I remember watching her face come into balance. So the structure of her face changed. And that's my first recollection. Now, that's not to say I wasn't doing healings before that, but that is my first recollection of how this woman, this young woman, responded to what was going on. Now, I was in my late 20s when another friend said, "Remember when you worked on my foot 2 years ago? It hasn't hurt me since then." And that's when the light bulb went on. That's when I realized I was a healer. And many healers don't know they're healers. I just assume that everybody knew what to do in order to help people. And that actually wasn't the case. So it's always been with me. My great aunt was a healer. She died before I was born, but it seems that I inherited her gift. And my grandson is also a healer, and he inherited the gift. So frequently it skips a generation. And in my grandson's case, I was having an issue with my knee, and he said, "Let me see." He was 9 years old. He said, "Let me see if I can help you." And sure enough, he did. So that's the story with the inherited gift.
And I truly believe in lineage. You had spoken in your book about Russia, and my lineage is from Polish and Lithuanian. And one of our ancestors is a saint in Poland, I think. And it was for healing the children in the hospitals. And, you know, I noticed that a lot of my relatives, a few of them were nurses or whatever. And then now my children, my daughter is going to be an ER physician. My son is a mental health counselor, you know, and then myself. And we look at that and we say, it definitely is continuing the trend in helping others in just various ways.
Yes, right. And there are so many ways to help people. You know, that I think that's something else. And when you select your practitioner, I think it's very important to really use your intuition and feel it out and see if that's a good match. Because just because someone is, quote-unquote, practicing alternative medicine doesn't mean that person is for you. And I think that's a key component, you know, that there be a positive relationship, a positive working relationship.
Right. And also, too, to see if you're even... if you're even drawn to it, sometimes people will say, "Oh, you have to go here because they promise cure you." And then people go, and then they have such drawn-out trauma to their body and their spirit even further, and that's just not the best thing to do. It's really about listening to yourself and paying attention, and that's really what the key is all about. And that's what you and I are both saying is about paying attention and being alert on what your gut feeling is, correct?
Yes, the gut. The gut feeling is very, very important. And not only the gut feeling is important, but to act on that, yes. And not to worry about that practitioner's feelings, you know, if you're going to ruffle someone's feathers because you no longer want to have that kind of treatment. You know, just follow your intuition.
And it also goes for the MDs, too. It's so interesting. There has been a run this past week on articles written about MDs. When should you fire your doctor? Why should your doctor fire you? What is a good thought to think about firing your doctor? And it kind of like they took that sentence and made it 10 shades of gray. But, boy, it just was coming at me, and I'm going, what is up with this, you know? And it is true. I don't think any practitioner is, I don't think anybody that's even in your field, in your family, in your friends, in your relationships, your work or whatever, if something doesn't feel right to you, it's really about speaking up because as your work has shown you is that energy that will come into your body that's negative or that you're holding back on can cause all of these physical ailments and pain and in structure that you just have to handle later on. And you're kind of saying, "Oh, no, those just things happen to me." No, they didn't happen to you. They didn't happen to you. You allowed them to process through you. So kind of a difficult thing for a lot of people to hear.
It is. And I think it's very important to be proactive in your health care. Very, very important. Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we're on the same page about that. Excuse me?
I'm telling you, huh? Dr. Gloria, can you share a little bit about, you know what I thought was really interesting? When you were saying in the back how to learn to start to use your hands and how you do it, because I had a friend, and it was about 12 years ago, and you know how you can always smell estrogen or testosterone in people? It's sort of like you can smell their body, and you're like, oh, I know who that is, or I know it's kind of crazy, but I do. But anyway, but this person always had this strong smell of like manliness or whatever. And he worked outside and he was doing well and blah, blah, blah. And then he started not feeling well. And I noticed that his smell of his scent had started to dissipate. And now he's really sick. And I put my hand on his back one day. And I said, I don't feel any energy. It feels dead to me.
Mm-hmm.
And, normally I could feel something, you know, but this was just like, it was like a cement wall. And then I read in your book, well, when the cement wall is there, that's kind of where you can move it. So I'm thinking, oh, gosh, I got 98% of the way there. I just didn't move it. But then, if you could talk on this also, is about when you're trying to help or move others and their spirit just is not wanting to move it. It just is just not going to go.
Well, what I like to do is to find the point of insertion. And, if it's cement, I will go elsewhere. So, and frequently the main area of distress is not the area where I start. So that's another concept. You know, if someone has this cement, I don't try to address that until I energize the body as fully as I can and then go to the area of distress. And I find that sometimes creating a transverse effect. So in other words, if the right shoulder blade and the left hip work in those two areas at the same time, that will get an energy going. Or vice versa, or anywhere else in the body. And also, many times I will address things from the front of the body when the issue is really in the back, and vice versa. So again, I want to find the most likely area that will receive the energy.
So go to the area that would likely receive it. Yeah, because, you know, when you're up against something, you know how people go to the doctors and they're sat down, he can't help me, I don't want to be here. Well, you may as well just leave now because you're right. your body's not willing to accept anything that this person may say or do or anything, don't you think?
Well, by the time someone comes to me, they're ready. And even the skeptics, you know, who show up, they're ready. And I spend a lot of time in conversation. And sometimes when I'm having a conversation, I'll begin to direct energy to the individual so that by the time I actually put my hands on them, they're already enlivened with energy. I use conversation, I use stories. I do a lot to distract people so that they're not so focused on the issue. So just think about it. You're focused on the issue, I don't want this pain, I don't want this pain, I don't want this pain. And it doesn't do the body any good. The whole body has to relax. And the likelihood of that pain changing is much greater if the whole body is enlivened.
Yeah, because I think when you focus on that which you don't want, it seems to grow. When you focus on what allows, then it opens the door. So I kind of like saying, It's the funniest thing here. The Mississippi River is really getting high right now, because and it's flooding all the way down because of all the rain this year. So they put out this big warning. We don't want people to walk on the levees. And someone said, can you tell me how my 10 toes are going to make a difference in the levee to let the Mississippi River flow through and flood the city? Mm-hmm. And we kind of went, because they were focusing on the wrong thing. You know what I mean? It was like,
yes.
The focus just wasn't there. And it was like, what's up with this, you know? And a lot of times, too, people will say, even when they have their blood taken, it hurts, I hate it. Well, of course it does. You know, or I will go get my blood drawn and I'll say, can you tell me a story? Well, I'm busy. No, but you need to tell me a story, you know, mm-hmm. and then I'll get some chatty Kathy, and I love it because then it diverts it off and I'm good to go. So definitely
exactly.
We do understand that concept.
yes.
So Dr. Gloria, I think we have a caller. Would you like to take a call?
Absolutely.
Okay. Let's see if they are here. Hello.
Hello.
Dr. Gloria is on the line. Would you like to ask her a question?
Yeah. Do you do distant hands-on healing?
I do. Yes, I do remote healings. Mm-hmm. All kinds of issues. One of my favorite stories, I had a call from one of my old clients who was in Paris, France, and she sprained her foot and she couldn't put any weight on it and it was black and blue. And as I worked on her, it changed from black and blue to yellow. So there was the evidence that it was actually working, and then she was able to walk on her foot. So I've done healings as far away as Beijing, China, and a number of healings in Barcelona. And this is all from California, yes.
Because I was putting the Christmas lights around the tree. And when I was stretching out, at the same time, I was trying not to have them fall on the other side. So I kind of pinched my back. I just felt like three little crunches in the middle of my back, in the upper part. And then last night I woke up and my arm was like really, I slept on it, but I felt like I was smashed. And today my body's just killing me.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Where are you calling from? What part of the country?
Washington.
Washington, D.C. or Washington State?
Washington State.
Washington State? Well, interestingly enough, I just worked on someone from Tacoma yesterday, and she had good success. So the way I like to do this is to set up a time. And I want to give my telephone number. This is my direct line, so anybody can call me at any time. It's 805-701-0363, 805-701-0363, and just call me and we can set up a time. Now, I'm sorry, the woman who called, I didn't get your name. Are you still on the line?
Yes. Yes.
What is your name?
Alicia.
Okay. Well, you know, I what I'm seeing is, you know, a strain in your body, and I'd be happy to help you. So you just give me a call, and we'll set up a time. How is that?
All right. Just one more time. Your phone number,
701-0363. And it's also on my website. So the area code is 805-701-0363.
Okay. Awesome.
And,
thank
and
you.
Alicia, do give Dr. Gloria a try because, you know, sometimes she definitely has results across, you know, as we've said, distances. But also, too, as we said in the beginning of the show, if you can eliminate some of the pain and the structural binding in the first place, it really eliminates having a lot of other health and medical complications down the road. So do give her a try.
Yes.
I will.
Please. Thank
yes.
you.
How,
thank you.
At what time should I give you a call?
You can call later this afternoon if you'd like. All right.
Awesome.
Good enough. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, Elise.
Bye-bye. Good night.
And that's definitely true, too, Dr. Gloria. What we do always want to say is that if you, when you do these this energy work, it does help to alleviate the stresses on your body. And further on down the road, you won't have potentially so many complications. In other words, you know, when people say, I broke my finger, but I never got it set, but eventually you have a whole lot of trouble with it. So
yeah,
trying to keep your body in the flow, as we call it, is really the best aspect.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yes. Very good point.
So, Dr. Gloria, can you tell us a little bit about, I'm interested in, you talked a little bit about pendulum. Can you share just briefly about that work? A lot of our listeners do have pendulums in their homes, so they're very familiar with this concept, but your work that you do with it, I think, may be a little bit newer.
Sure. Well, I was first shown the use of the pendulum by a clinical allergist, and she was using the pendulum to determine food sensitivities. She used to have a whole lab, and she used to do cytotoxic testing for her patients, but she met a woman who taught her how to use a pendulum, and that's how she got into it. I apprenticed with her for a good year, and she showed me how she used the pendulum for food sensitivities. So I've taken it a little further, and I use the pendulum to lift pain and to give me information about remedies, different remedies. So just because it's natural or purported to work on certain aspects of the body doesn't mean that it's good for you. And so I'm a very good dowser, and I'm able to differentiate not only what is good for the individual, but the brand, for instance, of an herb, you know, that's already been in the capsule form, which is correct for the individual. I remember once I was testing some hormone, and the woman tested okay on the hormone, but in fact she was not good on the casing around the hormone. So it can be that precise. It can be that precise. And I do caution people to be as accurate as you can be. When I first started, it took me a good year not to get false negatives and false positives.
And how do you justify whether it is a false negative or false positive? How do you justify that? Keep doing it?
Yes, and, you know, keep retesting. So in the case of foods, you know, maybe write 20 foods down and test for the individual. What I do when I do food testing, I write the foods that I want to test on a sheet of paper and keep in mind the person that I'm testing for. And for me, a positive rotation means that it's okay. A negative response would be counterclockwise. And for some people, it's up and down and crossway. And, you know, everybody's a little different. But I do want to say that I'm not big into what the pendulum is. And when I do teach the pendulum, I sometimes use a tea bag, a wet tea bag, because that actually gives you a real nice twirl. And so it doesn't have to be anything fancy. I really wanted to make that point.
Yeah, I think that it's about assessing energy and knowing what you're doing, but also being able to say you're allowing it and opening up to it again, which is, brings us right back to the beginning, what we said in the beginning of the show. So when you're using a pendulum, that's you're doing the same thing. When you're using your hands on, you're doing the same thing. When a patient comes in and is allowing you to help them, they are doing the same thing. So it's really this complete triad that you really need to have in full swing, because as we've said, it's really hard to keep pushing against the wall when the wall just doesn't want to go anywhere.
Yes, yes, yeah. And so I think the pendulum is a a big part of my practice. And I do want to make mention, if you don't mind, I'll be starting a training. And in the training, it's a six-month training program, I will be emphasizing the correct use of the pendulum, and I'll be encouraging students to keep trying until they know that they're getting an accurate result.
An accurate result. You know, I use a pendulum to come to New Orleans. I don't know why it ever brought me here.
Oh, how interesting.
I've been here, it's been like nobody's business. And I said, okay, you want me to come back here to complete. And you know what this year is? The year of completion, because the year is 2016 and adds up to a 9. And it was so funny that I said, my year of completion, we're done. All right, now I can go.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it's just real interesting, your work, and I think that a lot of people will find a lot of help with this because, you know, something is new to them and they're saying, oh, I don't know what it really means, but I'm going to give it a try. And I think that's what's so vitally important. So we're going to take a pause for a minute. We have a commercial and it's about 2 minutes, and just stay with us.
Thank you.
Attention all women over 50 who are feeling listless and tired. Are you constantly hitting a wall? Are your day-to-day activities wearing you out? We have great news. Take control of your health and empower your body with a new exclusive formula of vital nutrients and antioxidants. Our product, Cardio Miracle, is an alternative health option that can improve your general health and give you that much-needed natural energy so you can accomplish everything on your to-do list without feeling exhausted. Cardio Miracle can help you to have the energy and power you need to deal with all the lumps, bumps, and general chaos of life. It's called Cardio Miracle because it improves your heart health while giving you natural energy and important vitamins and nutrients your body craves. Statistics tell us women are at a high risk for a cardiac event. Please inform yourself as options are available. Discover more about this new product at cardiomiracle.com/Dr. Jeanette, spelled all in lowercase, DrJeanette. Thousands of women like yourself, including Dr. Jeanette, have blessed their bodies and their hearts with the restorative power of Cardio Miracle. Learn more at cardiomiracle.com/Dr. Jeanette. That's cardiomiracle.com/Dr. Jeanette.
Thank you, everybody, for joining us today. Again, my guest is Dr. Gloria Kay. Her book is Healer's Hands, Healer's Parts, and she does a lot of energy work, and she is very, very good at what she does, and she works on the pain, and it's not increasing the pain or pushing into the pain or saying you've got to existentially experience the pain. She just plain takes care of it. So, Dr. Gloria, I think it is such a wonderful thing, the work you do, because so many people have been bullied by their physicians, or they've been dragged down roads of, you know, my past emotions and all this other stuff that I have to re-experience, and people are just over that. So I think your work is truly timely, as we would say.
Okay, thank you.
So, Dr. Gloria, you also work with animals. Can you share a little bit about that?
Certainly. I was in Costa Rica in the late 80s and had this notion that I would be able to work on horses. And my cousin was living there at the time, and she introduced me to a number of people who had horses. And I was able to work on them, but the caveat was I needed to work on the riders before I worked on the horses. I did that, yeah. And I was made a member of the Costa Rican equestrian team for the Pan Am Games. As it turned out, that year there was a political dispute, and they never did participate. But that was my start. That was my start. I just knew I could do it. And doing food testing also for animals, for horses, to make sure that the feed is correct for, you know, the horse. And that's how I began with animals. And from animals, from horses, it went to dogs and cats and I've worked on birds and just very gently, very, very gently assessing the needs of the animal. So with horses, for instance, if any of your listeners are into horses particularly, please know.
We have many.
Oh, do you? Okay, good.
Yes,
well,
we do.
I'll talk a little bit more about this. So please, if you own a horse or you're concerned about a horse, look at the balance in the face. And most frequently, the eyes are not balanced. So one eye will be higher than the other. Mm-hmm. And if that's the case and you'd like to try this system, work on the higher eye. So just above the eye, that whole area be above the eye, just gently press on that and see if you get more balanced left to right. So if once you create balance in the face, a lot of issues will resolve. So if a horse comes up lame, for instance, you could start at the hind end, but also if you look at the face and the head, you'll probably see that there actually is an issue there. So that's been my experience with horses. And also the chest of the horse frequently is an area that needs to be enlivened. If that area is flaccid, I will use energy to tone that area. So I like to get animals at their optimal level of functioning, particularly horses that are jumpers or race horses. I've worked with a number of race horses. And I do have a funny story. It's in my book, but I'll tell it anyway. So I was going to work on a horse that was going to be in a race, only I was going to visit my daughter on the East Coast. And so I told the owner that I'd be on the East Coast, but I would be happy to work on this horse remotely. And we set up a time when we could actually talk. And she called me and she said, "Okay, I'm ready." I said, "Good, so am I." And I had my pendulum. Also, I need to say that many times when I do remote healings, I'll do a sketch and I actually heal from the sketch and I'll be able to tell where the imbalances are. Well, at any rate, the owner said, "Yes, there's a problem in the front end, and there's a problem here, there, and okay." So I did my healing on the horse, and she said, "Well, things look good." Now, mind you, it was at night. She called me the next day just laughing and laughing and laughing. She chose the wrong horse, so I actually healed the wrong horse. Isn't that a funny story?
Oh, goodness.
So, you know, I can
so
do, I do animals remotely also. I've been working on two dogs in Tulsa, Oklahoma, and I've worked on cats remotely. I have another funny story about an animal. So this cat, the major complaint was constipation, and the owner had to take care of this situation manually. And anyway, she called me and I said, "Well, I'm not sure that I can do anything." But I draw these pictures and I got an impression that there was a whole dark area. So I worked on the drawing and the next day she called me and she said, "Success, the litter box was full."
Oh my gosh.
So, yeah, I enjoy working with animals, very much so.
And, you know, even that is something so simple that we, as humans, don't even pay attention to, constipation or our body not eliminating as it should. And yet that is really the recycling of toxins that really makes so many people deathly ill in later years.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
You know, it's just so interesting to be able to, as you said, sense a darkness and to say, this isn't a good thing.
No.
And it needs to lighten up. So that's definitely the most important thing, is that it needs to move and it needs to change and it needs to lighten.
Right. Yes.
And so, Dr. Gloria, when you do help them, as we said in the beginning, that, you know, the pain pretty much is alleviated, you get results pretty quickly. Have you found that some people will say, okay, now that pain's gone. Now how about this one? Now how about this one? And then they'll call you back 2 weeks later. Well, my head doesn't hurt anymore. Now it's my back. And then now it's my back, then it's my leg. Have you ever found that?
Well, I was doing a little workshop recently, and I like to do a demo. You know, this one woman said, I have a frozen shoulder. I said, okay, I'll address that. And so I worked on her shoulder, and there were other people present. So sometimes I'll work on four or five people at the same time. And so her shoulder was no longer frozen. She was able to raise her arm. I said, okay, what else do you have on your shopping list? And she said, well, I have this problem with my foot. It's been black and blue for about a year. I said, oh, that doesn't sound good. Anyway, I worked on her foot, and we watched it again change to a more normal color. And she did have a shopping list with her, you know, of other complaints. But, you know, it's if I'm going to work on the back, I'll also address the shoulders at the same time. So I don't get the complaints, you've addressed the back and now this hurts and now that hurts. It doesn't usually work that way. There will be a main complaint, and then people will tell me some other things. And within that session, I usually address the other issues as well.
Because I like to liken it to, if you have a puppet and you take one of the strings and you pull it up, and you see how it not only affects where it's being pulled with the string, but it also distorts and changes the rest of the physique of the puppet also. So if you're lowering that string and putting it back into, as we call, alignment, all of the other things seem to come into balance. So I think that's really what you're trying to do with the body's energy. That's what chiropractors try to do with the bones and all that other stuff. That's what Pilates tries to do with muscles. We all are trying to get to that place because we know that if we can take that displaced piece and just bring it back into alignment, everything else like dominoes will start to alleviate, correct?
Yes, yes, yes. That frequently happens. Yes, most definitely. Good
and
point.
It's nice to watch that, isn't it? It's almost like, what I like to say is it's like a flowering garden. Everything just seems to dissipate.
Yeah, yes, yes.
It's so interesting. Well, Dr. Gloria, would you like to share with the listeners how they could find out more information about you and how you work, and so that some of our listeners, if they're interested, could give you a call for an appointment? That would be wonderful.
Absolutely. My website is just my name, drgloriak.com, and my information about my workshop is on my homepage. My plan is to start in January, so I will have sequential dates, but anyway, we're shooting for January, and I will be teaching a day in the life of a healer. I'll be looking at animals. I'll be looking at children and different ways to approach all of these issues, women's issues, uncommon solutions to common problems, and chronic pain. So it's a six-month commitment, and it meets once a month, and that full-day workshop will address each one of those issues. And in addition to that, people will be able to get a complimentary session with me each month. So I'm really looking forward to sharing the information that I've gleaned over the years. And I invite anyone who's interested to follow up on that. Eventually, we will have it on video, so it will be online. But at the moment, it's just in person, and if people want to fly into Santa Barbara or take a train, whatever it is, I'm happy to accommodate them, and would be just delighted to have people join me in sharing of this information. So the website is drgloriak.com, and I'll give my direct line again. It's 805-701-0363, and that is on my website, 805-701-0363. So I answer all calls. Please don't hesitate to call me about any matter, and I'll give you my input.
Well, Dr. Gloria, I think it's a real pleasure to have someone like you to be able to add to the healing pool, as we call it, because, you know, I'll tell you, everybody is in a different place. That's why we're called individuals, and you just need to seek out that which works for you, and I think you are just another wonderful asset to have in the world. So thank you so much for sharing your work today.
Thank you.
It was a real pleasure to have you with us, Dr. Gloria. Thank you so much.
This was a delight for me. Thank you.
Thank you. If you'd like to find out more information about Dr. Gloria Kay, her book again is Healer's Hands, Healer's Hearts. And her website is drgloriakay.com, and it is listed on the bottom of today's show page. You can click on there and go directly to her website. And please do, if you are in pain, it is not something you're supposed to suffer with, not something you're supposed to choke down pills to stuff it down. It's not something that you're supposed to just walk away from and say, this is what my life will be. Your life does not have to be that way. Please do take a stand, rise up and say, what can I do? Listen to a few of my shows. There's many out there. There's over 300. Someone, some practitioner, or even myself, everybody is willing to talk to you, to listen to you, to hear what you have to say, to help you. And if they can't help you, they'll be more than happy to guide you to the next person who will be able to. We all have referrals. We all have people that we can, you know, get you to if you can't fly here or be there or something doesn't seem to be right but you're still looking, just ask us for help. Either Dr. Gloria or myself say, this is what I need. I'm not sure if you can help me. If you can, great. If you can't, please refer me. And that's really a great place to be, is ask for help. So thank you so much for joining us today. If you'd like some more information about my services and information, please do check on the bottom of today's show page for my website, gallagher.com. And thank you and have a wonderful day.